a quick look at Christ. Well, that is a transliteration, not a translation. It's a transliteration from the Greek Christos. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-S. Christos. That's the Greek word. We have a translation of it in our English, Christ. What does the word mean, though? It means anointed. This is what the word means, anointed. His name means anointed, or anointed one. Christos, the Greek, comes from the Greek kio, which that is the verb to anoint, to rub with oil, or have oil poured on one's head so as to anoint. So you have this word, Messiah, anointed, with the ideal of Savior deliverer, Christos, or Christ, anointed one, the anointed, or the anointed one. And so that's what this word means. The Greek lexicon, the most standard Greek lexicon, Bauer's Greek lexicon, has this to say about the word Christos, or Cairo, or Christos, translated from the whole Greek, by the way, this is from the whole Greek word right here. This whole concept of these all follow from the Greek and Hebrew, or from the Hebrew, and so they all have the same idea of anoint, consecrate, consecrated, set apart, those kind of ideas, with the underlying concept of deliver or Savior. You mean you're saying to me they both mean the same thing? Basically, yes. Basically, yes. They both mean the same thing. In Bauer's lexicon, he says, quote, there is a transition in use of this word, Christos, where Christos does not mean the Messiah in general terms, but a very definite Messiah, Jesus, who is now called Christ, not as a title, but as his name. Now, having read that, I just want to say this, that is up for their views. And I'm going to give you a verse. In fact, if you'll turn with me to Matthew 27. Let's look at Matthew 27 a moment. And we're still dealing with Christ here. We got Messiah, which is used twice in the New Testament. Christ, of course, used throughout all of the New Testament. And now what I want to look at is Christos, the Christ. And some people say that it can refer to a name, not just as a title, not a title in concept, but a name. Matthew 27:17. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? Now, the way it sounds like he's giving this as his name, I just want you to know that it can be debated, even in that passage, whether this is title or name. I have no problem with either. So what we're dealing with is this a title or is this his name? And if you want to say it's a name, that bears a title with it. Look at verse 22 in that same context. Verse 22, Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? And they all said, let him be crucified. Okay, so that takes care very briefly for us, Messiah, Christ. Any problem, any question? We're family.